This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
There we were, about to book a holiday, when his boss rings and drops the bombshell. Next Friday.
Oh, and do you have to agree to it? I mean, can you insist you stick to the original plan?
I got the impression that wasn't an option, but I'm going in to meet her now.
Sounds like she was pretty much telling Harrison to like it or lump it.
Well, not quite in those words. She apologised for ringing on a Sunday night, but she wanted me to have the chance to talk it over with Fallon before giving him the answer today.
And have you talked it over?
Yeah.
And?
Well, nothing's changed but the date.
Yeah, we've already decided it's something he should do, so now we just have to get used to it happening sooner rather than later.
Yeah, but next Friday! Is that long enough to get things organised? I mean, where will you live?
I don't think we'll have to worry about that, but I've got a list of questions to ask Norris at work today. I suppose having an actual address will make it all feel a bit more real.
Oh, what about your holiday plans?
Oh, they're on hold. I mean, we didn't really have the money for it anyway. We were going to put it on a credit card, a bit of a seize the day moment.
Oh, yeah, we'll get our time. Mm. And when we do, we'll have the best holiday any couple has ever had. I'm thinking infinity pools, Michelin-starred restaurants. Nom, 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 nom.
Take a weekend away in a caravan right now.
Well, can't you at least do that?
We've only the one weekend left.
And I'm doing Saturday night and Sunday lunches here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe we could manage without you, Fallon. I could get someone from the agency in.
Oh, Mum, that is really nice of you. But Harrison's on the rota to work next weekend anyway.
Oh, what a shame.
It is what it is. And we'll be fine, won't we?
Oh, of course we will.
Yeah. Right. Better get my meat pies in. See you at home.
Oh, yeah. And I'll try to get off on time tonight. I think that's the least Norris can do, eh? A break from after-hours admin.
Bye.
Yeah, see you, love. Ta-ra. Yeah.
Is she really all right?
I don't know. I was tempted to just sack it off, tell Norris there was no way I was leaving my beautiful wife, but yeah, then I don't know. We decided this was what we needed, and what difference does this make, really? Saying goodbye was going to be hard whenever it happened.
Yeah, it's not like you won't see each other at all. Fallon will visit. Mm. You'll be able to book time off. Come back here. You know, my advice, for what it's worth, is make the most of your time left.
Except at least one of us is working every day.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but last time I looked, there were more than 8 hours in a day.
I love the way the lights change colour in here. It's like a really chilled out steam disco. Just don't expect me to get up and dance. Imagine if we actually had the money to get a Grey Gables membership. We could literally be here every day.
Oliver said the plan is to hand out free passes to villagers every 6 months or so.
What's the worst peasants know what we're missing?
I was talking to Jolene last night about decorations for the ball for Valentine's. Cupid themed.
Classy.
I'm getting the feeling you're not feeling very loved up. No special plans this year?
Why would I buy into a fake festival that forces people to spend money they don't have on cheap tat?
Fair enough. But you like Halloween.
Yeah, that's different.
Suppose Halloween ain't got the flip side of heartbreak.
Yeah. Exactly.
I hope Brad will be all right. I never know if he's properly over me or...
Pretty sure he is. Ain't you seen the way he is when he's with Zainab?
You think he fancies her?
Absolutely he does. Why else would he be coming to play badminton later? He was all, I don't have time. And then, like, as soon as I told him Zainab was coming, he went bright red and changed his mind.
Oh, I hope he didn't get his heart broken.
I need to make him see that this is the perfect excuse to ask her out.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Well, it's a brilliant idea. I'll look up what's on at the cinema next Friday and get him to text her. Nice and casual. I bet there's some cheesy rom-com on in Borchester.
I thought you said Valentine's Day was a fake festival.
Yeah, well, not if I get to actually play Cupid.
Oh, really, Jules? I wouldn't get involved. Leave him to work things out at his own pace.
Are you kidding? That boy won't do anything if he's not pushed.
Oh, that was a good lunch service for a Monday, Fallon.
Yeah.
We got loads of compliments on your pastry.
Can't really take the credit for that. I'm still working my way through what Dad prepared before he left.
Yeah, I was always a bit envious of his pie pastry.
Yours is amazing as well.
Hey, why don't you get off home, my darling, huh? If all you're doing is tidying up, I can do that. It's quiet in the bar now.
Yeah, thanks, but I'm better off keeping busy, and Harrison won't be home for a good few hours yet. Time's going to race by. Next Friday's going to be here before I know it, and he'll be gone.
Yeah, but not forever.
No.
I mean, all right, you're not going to be in the same room, not physically, but in so many ways that matter, you'll still be together.
I suppose.
Yeah, and the days you have left, you can either spend them moping about, or you could decide to make them count.
I haven't played badminton since year 11 at school.
Yeah, me neither.
But it's free and it fits in with my healthy girl day, so I'm not complaining. I'm guessing they're supplying all the rackets and thingamabobs.
The shuttlecocks.
Yeah,
I hope so. I saw Ben in the shop earlier, and I think I persuaded him to come too.
Oh, great. And Brad said he'll meet us at the village hall.
Is Brad still coming?
Yeah. We can play doubles, so the boys what we're made of.
Chels?
What?
I wasn't sure whether to tell you, but... I got this text from Brad earlier.
Oh, yeah? What did it say?
He wanted to know if I'd go and see a film with him.
Perfect. You both love films.
I said no.
What? Why?
Because it was on Valentine's Day and it was clearly a date.
Yeah? Well, and what's the problem? You two both obviously like each other. But
that doesn't mean I want to go on a date with him.
Well, how do you know if you've never tried?
Hey, Zainab. Chelsea.
You made it.
Mondays at the surgery are insane, but your mum is a machine.
I'm sure she'd love to hear that.
You know what I mean. Appointments every 15 minutes, non-stop. She's amazing.
She can be. She can also be like a broken record. Zainab, when are you going to do something worthwhile? And when are you going to accept that you will only make me and your father proud by becoming Britain's top brain surgeon?
I bet she's proud of you, really. You know, underneath.
That is a lie, Ben Archer.
I think it's great what you do. You're like a Thai food superhero, speeding down country lanes to feed the hungry.
Okay, right, I might give Brad a call, see where he's got to.
Wow, that guy just walked in. Really has gone to town with the sports kit.
Yeah, that's Derek Fletcher. Matching tracksuit trainers and sweatband. Stunning.
Brad, pick up.
Is everything okay, Chelsea?
Yeah, I'll meet you inside.
We can wait for you.
Nah, don't bother.
Chelsea, are you all right?
I'm fine. Why wouldn't I be here? Oh, I'm in the bath.
Wait until you hear what I've got planned for us.
You can come in.
Okay. Oh, Barry, you look gorgeous. You're like a bubbly Venus.
Well, that's good to hear, since I spent most of the week looking like a drowned rat.
That's impossible.
So tell me, what have you got planned for us?
We are going to Botticelli's restaurant.
No way.
Yes, we're. Three courses, cocktails, coffee, the whole works. But you'll need to get a rig along, because the only table they had free was at 7:30.
No.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I've booked us a table at Botticelli's for 8:30.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Well, that's mad, that. Talk about great minds, eh?
So, look, if we cancel your booking and keep mine, we'll have loads of time to get ready.
And you can languish a bit longer in those bubbles, and I can iron my very best shirt.
The one that you look super hot in.
The very same.
Yeah, bye, Derek.
See ya. Thanks for a great game.
Yeah, see ya.
Well, that was a bit of a weird foursome.
Yep.
Though Derek Fletcher was a surprisingly agile partner. Did you see that shot he dived for? Practically took me out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he shouted, "How's that?"
He did.
So enthusiastic. Unlike someone I could mention.
Yeah, I wasn't in the mood, and that's before I was lumbered with Derek Fletcher.
It's a shame Brad couldn't make it.
Yeah, well, it's not really surprising in the circumstances.
What circumstances?
You know, work and college. Gizzy lad.
Yeah. And he's running that mindful colouring workshop on Friday, don't forget. Mm-hmm. God, I wish I'd seen how Rochelle got him to agree to that.
Wait, the workshop's this Friday?
That's what it says on the events barn calendar. Friday the 7th, Rochelle's wellbeing event.
Oh, I didn't realise it was this week.
Does it say what time it starts?
6, I think. After the Hassett Hills lot have left. Mum told me to open up and stick the heating on.
Are you still doing a movement class, Chelsea?
Not as far as I know.
Right, do either of you need a lift?
Yeah, that would be great. Looks like it's going to chuck it down again any minute.
Chels, can I drop you on the way?
No, I'm all right, thanks, though.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye then.
Tracy, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, fine. I'm making use of the steam from the glass washer.
Okay.
It's giving my skin a real healthy glow.
Yeah, the risk of scalding yourself.
It's basically a free facial.
Oh, right.
I'm reliving my Grey Gables experience, see? Me and Chelsea went for our freebie spas this morning.
Oh, that'd be a nice thing for Fallon and Harrison to do together this week.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll remind her.
I gather he's off up north next Friday.
They're both a bit down in the dumps about it.
Oh, they'll be okay though, won't they?
Sure they will be.
Hiya, Mum. Jolene.
Hello, my darling.
Chelsea. How was the badminton?
Not good.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Derek Fletcher was my partner.
Say no more.
Hard luck.
Yeah, no.
Well, I'd love to know more, but I better get serving. Evening, my darling. Now, what can I get you?
So, what happened?
Nothing really. Just embarrassing. And then I go home to Brad and Grandad, a right pair of grumps.
So, you've come in here for your old mum to cheer you up.
Do you want a drink?
Not really.
Mum, Brad asked Zainab to go to the cinema with him, and she said no.
Chelsea, I thought we agreed you'd keep out of it.
Yeah, but I was sure she'd say yeah.
So you made Brad ask her out?
Because I was worried he'd be stuck in the friend zone forever. Now I've made everything so awkward. And Zainab's not even bothered she's broken my brother's heart.
Oh,
she was literally just flirting with Ben, of all people, right in front of my eyes.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this, the secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice, and for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.